Seeing the Unseen, a Matt Murdock / Franklin Foggy Nelson fic, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. In a fight, Matt got a cut on his face. The scar leaves opens old wounds and brings old and new fears with it. Foggy was standing in the kitchen, absent-mindedly stirring the white sauce he was making for dinner. The food was almost ready, but his main focus was on something else. Matt was sitting on the couch, bundled up in one of Foggy's hoodies and the softest sweatpants he had. For a change, he wasn't covered in bruises and cuts and didn't have any broken ribs or other injuries. That didn't mean he was okay, not by a long way. Matt had barely left the house for over a week. He wasn't eating much, except when Foggy made his comfort foods, and he barely even talked. He had been like this since he came home from his last fight. He had been called out to help the other defenders in a fight, and by the time he was able to join, it was too late to go home and change into his full suit. The fight hadn't gone long, and except for a few scrapes and bruises, Matt had only taken one good hit. But it was one of the things he had always been most worried about. One of the attackers had caught Matt with a well-directed strike of a sword of sorts. The cut he left wasn't particularly deep or long, but it left a 2-inch cut that was sure to leave a scar across Matt's left cheek. Foggy left his kitchen towel and the wooden spoon he had been using on the counter and walked over to the couch. He lightly ran his hand over Matt's shoulder as he walked around the leather sofa. Matt's head perked up instinctively. It was a learned instinct to appear as if he were looking and made the people around him more comfortable, or if it was an actual instinct, Foggy didn't know. But either way, seeing Matt's face always gave him a happy feeling in his chest. "Matty?" Foggy asked, plopping down on the couch facing his partner. Matt was sitting with his back against the armrest. "Hmm," he grumbled, this time not lifting his head to fake eye contact. Foggy scooted closer, gently lifting Matt's head and cupping his face. "I don't need freaky ninja senses to know you're not doing okay." Matt forced a smile, and his hand twitched for a second as if he wanted to rest it on top of Foggy's, but instead he pulled his head away and focused on his book again. "I'm fine, Foggy." Foggy sighed, carefully taking the book from Matt's hands. "I know you're not, and I don't appreciate you lying to me." Matt closed his eyes, fidgeting nervously with the hem of his sweater. "I don't want to talk about it." Foggy breathed, putting the book down and gently stilling the movement of Matt's hands. "And I'm not forcing you to, but I need you to be honest with me. Tell me what is going on in that pretty little head of yours." At that, Matt scoffed, and even if he still didn't talk, Foggy knew he was starting to get through to him. "I love you, Matt." He took Matt's hand in his and gently ran his thumb over the back of it. "I want to be there for you, but to be able to do that, you have to let me in." Matt let his head hang, and the muscles in his jaw were working for a moment before he spoke. "You don't get it." Foggy nodded, taking Matt's other hand as well. "No, I don't," he agreed. "No one does. Just you. And that's why you have to talk to me." Matt sighed and sniffled, and finally, the thing Foggy had waited for so long happened. Matt's composure broke, and slow, quiet tears starting running down his face. "It's all the same thing again. It's all the same fucking thing." Foggy pulled Matt towards him, gently guiding him into his embrace. "I know, baby, I know." He played with his hair, trying to calm Matt down and help him finally work through the feelings he had pushed down until then. "And you'll make it through it again, I promise." "I can't do this again," Matt breathed, all but curling up on Foggy's lap and hiding his face in his shirt. Foggy didn't know what to say to that. He knew, both from stories and from personal experience, how much bullying and discrimination Matt had had to face because of his disabilities and the scars from the accident. He knew that Matt had to fight for everything he had and that his life generally hadn't handed him much. So instead, he just pulled the blanket from the back of the couch to wrap it around them. He gently stroked Matt's back and started humming quietly. It seemed like a feeble attempt at comfort against the tears and sobs that were shaking Matt. But it was the one thing that always worked when Matt was hurting and overwhelmed after a night out as Daredevil. After a while, Matt pushed himself up a little, wiped his sleeve over his nose, and croaked, "Your cheese sauce." "I turned the stove down. It's going nowhere." He gently wiped the tears off Matt's cheek and brushed his hair back. "I'm sorry I made you cry." Matt sniffled but shook his head. "No, you're right. It was clear that there was more he wanted to say, but despite what he seemed like in court, Mudd wasn't actually that good with words, at least not when it was about his own feelings. "I'm so sorry. I was supposed to make you happy, not make you cry." Foggy kept his face, gently stroking his thumb over the long cut that had mostly turned into a pinkish, slightly indented scar already. He tilted his head to the side a little, taking in the entirety of Matt's face. After a second, Foggy lifted his other hand, ghosting his fingertips over the faint but still easily noticeable chemical burn scars around his eyes, over his cheeks, and on his forehead. Matt laughed bitterly. "I know it's bad. You're just as beautiful as you have always been." Foggy ran a hand through his hair, smiling at the barely noticeable flicker of comfort that it brought to Matt's face. "I know this is hard. I know you hoped you would never have to get through all of this again. I know this is one of your worst nightmares." Matt hid his face and his tears in Foggy's hand. "I can't do this again. Not when everything was finally starting to work out." Foggy sighed and nodded. "I know." He started to feel like a broken record, but he didn't know what else to say. "But you're not alone this time. You have people who will always stick with you, and you got a name that means something to the people." "Foggy, no one cares about my name. All they see are my scars, my eyes, my cane. No one cares about me." Matt pulled back and turned away. "It doesn't matter who I am or what I do. All that matters is what they see and what I can't do." "I care." Foggy got up from the couch and sat on the edge of the coffee table instead. "Since that day you walked into our dorm room, I cared." He took Matt's hand in his again. "I've seen the way people look and point. I've heard the whispers, and I've gotten all the comments. And I will make sure that everyone who treats you like that again, for shit you can't help, and that is none of their business, will get what they deserve." "It's not that easy, Foggy," Matt breathed. But Foggy just nodded, gently squeezing his hands. "I know that it's not going to be easy, but that doesn't mean we can't do it." Matt got up, dropping the blanket on the floor. "It's not the same," he contradicted himself. Foggy picked up the blanket, absentmindedly folding it as he watched Matt pace. "What the fuck am I supposed to say when someone asks me where I got that giant scar in my face? I'm a lawyer, a blind lawyer." He turned around to gesture at Foggy for emphasis. "Blind lawyers don't get giant facial scars. Vigilante who don't have time to get their suit in emergency situations do." "You happen to be both." Foggy tried to keep his voice calm. "And you will always manage to keep your two lives separate." "You made Karen think I'm an alcoholic!" Matt started to get hysterical, and Foggy started to regret trying to get him to talk about his feelings. "Because that was the only way you could explain why I kept getting banged up!" Foggy sighed, trying to keep himself calm. He knew Matt wasn't actually mad at him, and that it was a good thing that he let his pent-up emotions out in a somewhat productive way instead of going out and beating up the next criminal. And this was something they should have talked about a long time ago. "Do you know the numbers of times I've been asked if I need help? If someone is hurting me or abusing me? Do you know how many people talk about me behind closed doors because they think I have a problem? Because they think I'm just a defenseless blind man?" Matt was yelling now, and the frustration about the scar itself, about endangering his cover, and, maybe most of all, about being different, discernible, imperfect, mixed with frustration about being reduced to his disability and his general anger at the world. "No," Foggy said simply. "You've never talked about this." "It's not something I'm proud of, Foggy," Matt snapped, turning around to glare vaguely in his direction before he dropped onto one of the armchairs. He pulled one foot up on the corduroy cushion and started chewing on his nails nervously and absentmindedly. Foggy dropped the blanket back on the couch and walked over to Matt. He just sat on the arm of the chair and gently ran a hand through his partner's hair. Matt sniffled again, closing his eyes and leaning against Foggy's side. "I'm sorry for yelling at you," he muttered, pulling the other leg up and crossing his arms in front of his chest protectively. "Don't worry about it. I know you didn't mean it." Foggy stroked down his shoulder and over Matt's arm. "Let's eat, and we can talk about it after, okay?" Matt nodded, but it took him a moment until he unfolded his limbs and got up. Foggy pulled him into a quick embrace, brushing a kiss on his forehead as Matt hid his face against Foggy's chest. "I love you," Foggy whispered into his hair. "I know you're so much more than people see." "Just doesn't help if you're the only one," Matt muttered, peeling himself away from Foggy reluctantly. "Set the table?" Foggy prompted softly while going to turn the stove back on. Sniffling and trying to hide in the sweater he had stolen from Foggy, Matt got out plates, glasses, and cutlery. He placed them on a small dining table and sat in his chair. He had his sleeves pulled all the way over his hands now and had one leg pulled up to his body protectively again. Foggy didn't comment on it. He just dished up the pasta and sauce and started eating. I didn't tell you because half of them think you're the one giving me all these bruises and shit. Matt admitted it after a few minutes. You know, poor little Matt Murdo, always coming up with all those injuries. And his partner, big guy, bet he could pack a punch. Do they know I knit? Foggy asked, scoffing. Maybe I should bring my project to court. It was a risky strategy, but he hoped the joke would lighten the mood a little. Even though Matt didn't comment on the joke, it seemed to work as he finally started to relax a little. Also, does no one notice that I have bloody knuckles all the time? You don't get those from being hit. Those come from hitting people. I've never had bloody knuckles, Foggy mused. Even that one time I did hit someone. You used a baseball bat, Matt noted between two bites. It's like a billy club for amateurs. See? Foggy chuckled. I'm an amateur. Even if I wanted to hurt you, it probably wouldn't end well. You wouldn't even get one swing in against me, Matt agreed proudly. Smiling, Foggy rested his hand on Matt's, tracing the labyrinth of barely visible scars there. We'll manage this. No one can see it when you wear the mask, and we'll come up with a story for how you got it too. Hiding it with the mask is really not the part I'm worried about. Matt rolled his eyes. It's the fact that I could have prevented it if I had taken the time to get my suit. Foggy decided that this wasn't the right moment to point out that that was what he had been saying for years, and instead fully took Matt's hand in his. It was a stupid misfortune, but if you had had the mask, he would have hit you somewhere else, and we both know that that fight could have ended a lot worse for you. I know, Matt sighed, pushing his empty plate out of the way and leaning on the table a bit. Doesn't make it any easier? Foggy asked, stacking the plates. Matt shook his head quietly. I've survived so many worse injuries, but no one sees that. He pushed his right sleeve up a little, feeling over the scar on top of his wrist. They don't know that I look like this. They don't know that I get beaten up and end up bleeding half to death like once a month. You've worked hard to be seen differently, to show people that you're more than the blind orphan boy from the darkest corner of Hell's Kitchen, Foggy concluded, and Matt nodded heavily. I don't want to lose all of that because I took one stupid hit. You won't, Foggy promised. Matt, you're one of the best lawyers in the city, probably even way further. Even the idiots who don't want to admit that can say much against your track record. I'm just... Matt started, turning sightlessly to the window where even Foggy could hear sirens in the distance. Scared? Foggy completed the sentence when Matt didn't. Yeah, Matt nodded distractedly, still obviously listened to whatever was going on in the distance.